開始。
お前は誰だ、俺の中の俺、影に隠れたその姿見せろ。そこのデリベーション、震える体赤く切り刻み、心はどこだ、下駄に探しても、
okay. I'm live on my end. Now I just gotta wait for the notification saying, yeah, we are completely 100%, 1,000 times ready to go live, so.
Okay, I see the live on mine.
Cool. Mine hasn't told me yet, but that's fine. I only worry about it so I could share it over to Facebook and be like, here you go, you lazy buggers. There's the link. Because you can't be bothered to subscribe and ring that bell and do all the stuff that you're supposed to do on YouTube to know when we go live. Of course, mine's probably being dumb because I was listening to... Nope, there it is. Okay.
Yeah,
I was about to say, mine was probably going to be dumb just because I was in the middle of listening to music while I was playing a game on the laptop.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to go to the Facebook news feed, and then we're going to go into the groups. There we go. We're going to go to Sentai Review, and... here's a link to stream. There. Done. That should help. Now maybe people actually remember and come watch us do stupid shit like the new Kamen Rider guy that we're on.
The new whatever guy? Guys?
I don't know. I know somebody was asking the other day, they were like, hey, aren't you guys gonna go back and do the, what is it, the final look at the one suits, and I'm like, whatever.
Technically, we kind of have to do that and the first impressions of the new guys, but we're going to finish off these writers.
Right, because we said we were going to finish off these here writers, so it looks like it's time to finish off these here writers, so.
Is there a Bill guy here?
It says he's in the call.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Well, then I would say it's time for you to do that there full screen thing like I did with your screen share there, Scott. While I light me up this cigarette. But I'm not going to strap shoes on my feet.
Why not?
Because I'm sitting in my bed, so that way then Hannah could be out in the living room playing Animal Crossing. Because I'm not a douche. Be like, no, you can't play your game. I'm in the middle of doing my thing, because I'm a dick.
Okay.
We're on Amazon's.
All right, hold on. I'll switch profiles and fix it.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question, is to get that shit updated. Or were you too busy drinking bleach like the president said to do?
Oh, my God.
Drink some bleach, enjoy some Pine Sol. You can tell it's a low energy right now, but that's because it's raining outside, and yeah, sometimes it's...
All right, this is Amazon's?
Yep.
And according to Ronan, he says, it's going to be short.
Really?
That's what he says, but I don't know. It depends on whoever sent us the folder, how many folders are in folders.
Yeah.
And by the way, chat, there's no Nick, I don't know, probably period today.
Yeah, so. I don't believe so. I never heard anything from him one way or another.
Right. He was excited for us to be streaming today, and then kind of fell off the face of the planet, but I've been there, done that. it's whatever.
Okay, that should have done it right there.
Okay. And yeah, all I know is with no Nick here, that just means no Shane hug points, because I'm going to be too busy to be paying attention to chat and give out Shane hug points.
Switching back to my account, and yeah, looks like TSR 208 Amazons. Probably could have named it Common Rider Amazons, but whatever.
It don't matter. None of this matters. Okay, so yep, the refresh fixes it, so I would say we should be good to go then.
All right. Welcome to the Sentai Review. This is episode 208, Kamen Rider Amazons. It's time to see... It's time to have this disappoint me. Look, here's the thing. I don't know what their theme is yet. We haven't even gotten into it. We haven't even seen the first picture, but... Amazons, or an Amazon, when I think of them, I'm sure I'm not thinking of whatever this show was thinking. Amazons to me, well, I'm sure you know what they are.
Yep.
And I got a feeling I'm not about to see that. And I know that's not fair. I know before I even start, that's not fair. But it is what it fucking is.
Not everything can be as cool as Wonder Woman.
Oh yeah, we gotta do that thing where we like tell people that we're like people or whatever.
Yeah.
So like Reploid Bill, I'm a guy. Dude man guy.
Self level sorry.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shannon Creed Proto Guy.
And that nothingness is Nick. Nick not being here.
Like I said, I understand it. You got that there woman. And I remember only getting 2 hours of sleep and having to go to work once. And I was tired of shit, but it was a good day.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
So, Amazons. Plural. Amazon Alpha. No.
No, Wonder Woman. No. Wonder Woman is far from discount Powerpuff Girl. What the fuck?
Minus 10 million points to that jackass.
All right, fair enough. Well, that solves that problem.
Alpha base form.
Okay, so we've seen this guy before, which makes sense because it said in the chat that this is a reimagining, a dark reimagining of Kamen Rider Amazon, which we've seen before. He was the green lizard man that tore people's arms off, that wore the the loincloth and sandals and drove a motorcycle.
Yep.
And the old man kept looking at him in the pictures, and we kept making fun of that.
Yep. So hopefully no loincloth and Nami sandals.
Yes. Yeah, Nami sandals is what we called it, isn't it? I do remember that, Nami sandals.
I think in the base form he's got like a red color instead of the green or that we saw before.
It's fine so far. I don't quite know what they want him to be yet.
Right.
Like, I see his hands, and I see Creature from the Black Lagoon a little bit with his fin arms, right. And then I see his face, and I thought he was supposed to be like a lizard or some shit, remember?
Yeah, Yeah, he was supposed to be like something.
Oh, well, people are saying he's a piranha.
Okay.
Okay, so now I'll look at it in that light and see if I can't.
Next.
Which explains, like, all the battle damage and shit.
Okay. So he's like a fish now, not a lizard thing.
Right.
This version, or whatever, so
yeah,
far.
Yeah, this alpha.
Go, to be fair. I don't despise him by any means.
Well, it looks like he's still removing heads, because it looks like in that bottom picture, that's what he's got, is a severed head with a spine.
Dude, he was evidently... Now, I didn't see too much of it, but I did look up some clips after we'd talked about it back then. And I remember this guy was fucking crazy. He was chopping people's arms off and ripping off legs. Just crazy shit, man.
Right.
So I wonder if this still stays the same, and you imagine technology gets better every year, they could do effects better, you imagine it should be even better than it was with the original Amazon. So it's probably pretty cool. It's probably like 1980s anime Guyver.
Well, Chad is saying he pulled a Kano here. He ripped out the guy's heart on that corner. Yeah.
Nice.
Next.
Is that an effect? Or does the red look like that in the light?
I'm guessing it's effect because even the background looked like it changed.
So maybe they ran an effect on this image. It's still cool looking.
Right. Yeah.
Or it just looks darker out.
That's what I was wondering. If it
could be darker out. It could be something ominous.
Well, because sometimes certain paints will react differently in light, in different lighting. And I was curious if maybe he was just red enough that in direct light he was red. But in the dark, kind of like, and you don't get to see this because they don't really emphasize it in the movies, but Spider-Man in the comic books, he's red and blue. But the tint of his costume allows him to be almost solid black if he's in the dark. He doesn't actually gleam red and blue unless he's in very direct light.
Right.
Next.
He's got one side. He gets a hug.
You smell like an Amazon.
Huh. Must smell like a rainforest.
Next.
I'm going to see, because like I said, when I think of Amazons, I think of something very different. So that remark is way creepy.
Right.
I don't know. And the hand through the chest here.
But yeah. I think that is the idea. Is this when we talk Amazon, when I hear it, I immediately think of the mythological edge. But I think the idea for this show was like an Amazonian forest. Like, this is where we're supposed to... I think that's the idea to this.
At least the one that we did... I don't remember how long ago. That one
was
seemed...
a long while ago. I like that he has, like, a battle damage to him.
Right.
And no, you're still wrong. She's not a discount Powerpuff Girl. No, what the fuck is wrong with you? What the... People, maybe you should read Wonder Woman.
Looks like that's it as far as the alpha.
But not the 90s Wonder Woman, because that was bad for a time. Like, really, really bad. Well, man, that's up in the air, because I actually really love Artemis. Like, that, the 90s got me into Artemis, because she took Wonder Woman's place for a time in the book.
So let's rate this guy, this base form alpha.
I like his battle damage. I don't quite like all the green surge marks on his... Here's the thing. Okay, I get what they were going for. It works on the armor. On the latex material that he's wearing, the green slashes just seem very like... I'm edgy in the 90s, and for some reason that doesn't work with me, but I like it on his shoulder pads. It's that material. I know it is. So that takes me down a little bit, but I'm not smashing the guy, so don't misunderstand me. It's just that You know, like when you buy a monster drink and it has the three fucking cliche scratches and it's like trying to be edgy and cool, but it's just fucking poison that you drink.
Right.
Like, that's what it reminds me of, is he's a walking monster drink.
He's a walking advertisement.
Right.
The rest of him really works well. It's just his spandexy material, the way they chose to do the slashes there. The armor looks like battle damage. I like it. I don't mind the helmet. The arms are kind of cool. I like the fin things and the idea that he probably cuts things with them, I imagine.
Right.
He's solid. He really is.
3.8.
Yeah, I think I'm going higher in Spectrum as well, but I might... 4.1. I do like him.
Fair enough. I'm at a 4 myself.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be the kind of hater here. I'm going 3.5.
Okay.
No, that's fine. And then...
So far, he's above average. Because 3 is average for the material in which we review.
Yep.
Okay.
So he didn't fall below our average at all.
Right. Well, homeboy here is a 3.85, so let's go to temporary form.
Yeah, alpha blinded temporary form. It burns!
I see the same guy.
Yeah, it's just the eyes, but...
Yeah. Next. Yeah.
Oh. I see the same guy.
Next.
So we're really going to rate his eye color change here? I mean, we will. Don't misunderstand me. I'll do it. Just
next. That might be just about all it is the eyes.
That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying it's just his eyes. His eyes change to white.
Yeah, because he's blinded. Okay.
Next. Okay, so storyline-wise, maybe that's cool. But that's not what we do here.
Right.
So let's be honest. Is it cooler that he has... greenish eyes, or is it cooler that he has white eyes?
Green.
Because that's really what this question comes down to now for us.
Right.
For us in the context of our show. I don't give a shit that he's blind. Maybe that's really cool in the series. I can't see that.
Right. Or aesthetics, not storytelling.
Now, had they gouged the eyes or broke them and he had like cracked visors? We would make comment of it because that would be really neat to showcase that he was damaged.
Right.
This, we've seen other writers change their eye color before and, yay?
Yeah, exactly. No, I'm probably just going to leave him at the exact
same four. I don't think I'm changing anything. It just is what it is.
Eye color is not enough.
Okay,
to change.
So leaving his ass the same. Got it.
Yep, he's the same.
All right, and now we got a Nick in here now.
Maybe I would have referenced that his score went down by 0.1 or something, but it's really not enough for me to care.
Right.
Not enough to make a difference.
Right.
Next up, we got Amazon Neo.
Okay. Does he have a fucking gun blade?
It's on his arm.
Okay. That's much better. Okay.
Well, no, never mind.
Is that a fucking gun blade?
From a distance, it looked like it was coming out of his arm.
That's a fucking gun blade.
Looks like he's holding something right there, yep.
Doesn't look like an arm sword. Looks like he's holding it. We'll see it from a different angle, I hope.
Right. Yeah.
Next.
Well, new season, new season coming April. Wait, it's already past April 7th.
Next.
That was also a couple years back as well.
Next.
Maybe.
All right, I can see that it's attached to his arm, and he just holds that little angle piece.
Right.
His weapon reminds me of like... Blood Rain or Chip from Guilty Gear.
Right.
He,
He's reminding me of the Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, why did you do that?
You ruined any chance.
Now I keep seeing Sonic the Hedgehog with dumb glasses. Oh, why did you do that? That's all I keep seeing now. I just look at him from the side here, and I'm expecting him to roll into a ball now.
Next.
Dude, he does seem like he's one of those Sonic characters that's trying really hard to be edgy.
Right.
Must remove from mind. Must look at writer.
Well, other than Scott putting that image in your head, he doesn't look terrible. I mean, we've seen far worse.
God damn it, Shane.
Jack, 1-2.
Yep, you're alive. Yep.
Hey, it works now. Cool.
I mean,
fucking stupid thing. Had it plugged into the wrong spot and I was fiddling with it.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Aim. It's important.
No, putting it in the right hole. That's important. Oh, fuck. I accidentally overslept a little bit, too, and I was like, oh, fuck, gotta get this stuff plugged in. Fuck, gotta move. Fuck. This guy looks dumb.
So what's the score for this Sonic wannabe?
Sonic wannabe gets a 2.
Damn, he just came in here with a 2.
3.5.
I don't know, I'm really debating with this guy, because, I mean, I like the armor, the way that it looks, like the fucking shin guards where the backs actually have the fins on them. And for anybody who's ever been fishing and caught a catfish and been horned by the motherfucker, you know that shit hurts. So, I mean, he could actually do some real fucking damage with that. The gunblade thing, I'm not as worried about, because we've technically seen that 1,000 times now. Not only from, like, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers moving up, where literally you just move the blade and now it becomes a gun, or you put the blade back and you can stab.
Yeah, but that's not a gun blade. It's definitely an arm blade thing. It's definitely like what Blood Rain uses.
Right. You alright, Shane?
Yeah, you gonna be okay there, man?
Allergies.
Fair enough. I was about to say, I know I'm the one that's sick as shit, but...
His sneezes sounded like a jump scream sounds.
Yeah.
Kind of funny.
Okay, you know, give this guy a 3.4. I do not detest him.
Right. Yeah, I'll probably have to go with the 3.5.
I got a 3.3.
Yep, I'm the hater. It'll get better over time because I'm making it puffy now.
So Bulge Man here is Pi. He's 3.14.
There you go. See, my 2 made him into Pi.
Neo Alpha.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that?
That was me moving my coffee pot back into place.
Is that a chainsaw like gap?
It sounds like somebody was dying.
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
I was just adding to the Shane jump scream sounds.
And yeah, you're right. That is a chainsaw Gatling gun. So he's
who the
trying
fuck
to
is
be,
this guy?
He's trying to be the Doom Slayer, but failing.
Yeah, but who the fuck is this guy?
This was Neo Alpha.
Neo Alpha. Thank you, sir.
Actually, just
hopefully he's better in the beta version.
All right. Yeah, I see his fucking Doom gun. That's cool. Especially since they're going for gory edgy. So that's cool. I like that his face mask is fucked up.
How?
Is that a bunch of scratches? Or is that, like, just the way he is?
It looks like that's just the way he is.
It's just the way he is. It's wires. But I don't know. That looks like that could be scratches and marks and shit. Like, his helmet seems used, torn up, battle damaged over the years.
Oh, shit. Are those supposed to be, like, little cannons in his head? Or is that supposed to be, like, tactical lights?
I would probably go with tactical lights.
Little Vulcan cannons for his head?
Yeah.
It'd be like...
Like somebody was watching too much goddamn Gundam.
It'd be... since this is a fantastical world, I'm sure that's cool if that turns out to be what it is. Otherwise, they just go, doo-doo, and they're done.
Right.
That's the end of them.
That's an impractical thing. I don't like the... I don't mind this dude. This dude doesn't look too bad at all.
Right.
No.
Color scheme is fine. The way he looks is fine.
I do see what Seth was talking about. There's a very Doom guy influence thing
there
taking
is.
Place on this dude. Yeah. His color scheme, all of it.
Now he just needs a rocking ass guitar solo in the background.
I enjoy his Gears of War gun.
Right.
I like his Batman like gauntlets here.
Yeah, that's for backhanding people.
Yep.
Next.
Oh, look at that.
Spikes on his back.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a weak ass jump. Dude, this thing is. Look at it. Just pay attention. Look.
No, that's not actually a weak ass jump. He's trying to fucking UFC Superman punch and knock him out in the first round.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck what anybody says, man. That punch is impractical. I'm not going to stand there and watch you fucking come at me like that. No.
Next.
See, I would do that if you come at me with a Superman punch. I'll just pull out that.
And just chop off the hand.
Yeah, there you go.
Ripper.
That gun's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
Next.
This dude's pretty sweet.
Tiny Pikachu.
Prepare to zoom in. Zoom in.
That's it. That's it for the...
Give this man a 4.3.
I'll give him a 3.8. I like the color scheme and stuff. But I've seen way cooler riders.
Like I said, the guy's giving me like a Doom guy meets like fucking... Boba Fett type of a feel here.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of down with that, but at the same time, there's a few things that I'm not digging too much on, but I don't know. I'm like, it's not anything where it's going to drag him down ridiculous. Like, he's still sitting at a 4 for me, but there's a few things where if they would have colored him a little bit differently and done a couple of things different, I'd probably give him a much, much higher score for the looks.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to fall into the 4.2 territory. He is cool. I get what the show is going for. He looks like he's probably a blood gore character. Everybody in this looks like they came out of fucking Guyver or something.
That's what Chat was saying.
Originally, I wanted to give this guy a 4 because of his gun and his Batman gauntlets, but...
But then you heard Guyver, now you want to give him a 5.
No, not bad.
Especially if he chooses to open up his boobs.
He opens up his boobs, I'm giving him a 5.
Some of the costume design here makes me want to drop down some, so 3.8.
See, I like that he looks like he wears armor. I get tired of all these riders that are basically spandex and plastic. Like,
that doesn't protect you.
Some over-design that you could tell it's supposed to be armor. But it would be hardcore impractical, and you can see the plastic because it has to be able to bend and give, or else real armor plates would just simply not work. I like that this guy looks like practical armor. I like this idea, and I wish we saw more of it. Like, his stomach looks protected, his chest looks protected, his arms look protected. Like,
okay, well, this man here is a 4.02 altogether. So far,
I probably would have given him a bit higher of a score if it wasn't for those weird-ass back fins.
Omega. New Omega.
Temporary upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah!
Tiny knives.
Got tiny knives.
He's a badass now. He's got tiny knives.
It's for tiny stabbing.
Only practical in action movies and cool fucking series, Tiny Knives.
And Prison.
Next. Yeah, and I guess Prison, because other people don't have the tiny knives. But in all actuality, in a battle, tiny knives is about the worst fucking idea you could have.
Out of all the weapons you can go for, you go for the shortest fucking blades.
I see that a lot in, like, I always see it in, like, a medieval fantasy where, like, you have the chick and she has two tiny knives, and then there's, like, some guy with a pole arm or a sword, she's dead. Like, in actual practical combat, tiny knives is a bad idea. I've watched many people try to get away with that in those fucking spar-offs, and it does not work.
It did for me back when we used to play Sabres all the
time. No, but you threw a tiny knife, and we allowed it. But in all honesty, like, if you ever go to those combat fairs,
yep,
like where they, it's almost like a Renaissance fair, but it's dedicated to combat one on one. Like, you see those people, they bring like a tiny knife, and then they just get slapped in the face with a sword, and the fight's over. It's so fucking hysterical.
Right.
I don't know why, but the arm on this one makes me feel like it's damaged or something.
No, he just got up and left before it was done being put together.
Well, I mean, it's like, I got shit to do. This says it's a temporary form.
Yeah.
He's like, next. Shit, I gotta save the world. I don't got time. It's a weak-ass fucking...
What the fuck is
Puncher doing?
Is that fucking dude wearing a bandana?
Yes. It's to prove that he's the bad guy.
It's because he's trying to be the macho man.
Next.
Yeah. Yeah. Stand. Hmm. Staring. Stare off. Yeah.
Okay. That's it for this one.
All right, we're going to go with this picture then. It doesn't bother me. I like it. I'll give it a... 4.
Yeah, okay.
He's fine. The color scheme's fine. I kind of like that he's got circuitry showing and stuff.
Right. He's neat. I like the idea, like you said. I like that half of him seems almost damaged.
He's got tiny knives, so I feel bad for him. He probably grabbed the wrong weapon when he was leaving. So.
Nah, something tells me the tiny knives are supposed to be, he's like a tactical guy, like get in, stab you to death in the back, and then fucking keep going.
Right. Works in action series.
Right.
Always has, always will, and it always looks cool when characters have like the two knives and shit. That's the reason the whole thief motif works.
Right.
Yep.
I don't know, I agree with the 4.
I'll go 4.
3.9.
You would have
to. I'll be that guy.
3.98.
I don't like tiny knives.
Go to Omega base form. Oh, look, it's our Amazon. Or not.
Kinda, not really.
It does look a bit like an updated version of the original Amazon costume.
Right.
I wasn't here for that episode.
Oh, man, so you missed Nami sandals.
Yep.
And Volcano Guy.
And yep. You never went back like to watch it, so you don't know Volcano Guy.
Right.
You never went back to watch it. You don't know Volcano Guy. You don't know about Nami sandals. You don't know about It's Dangerous Alone to Go Alone, Take Rider.
Yeah.
You don't know about bitch, you're better. Get out of my bed.
Yep.
Nope, wasn't here for those.
You should go back and watch them when you're not here.
Next.
He looks pretty sweet.
Yeah. Yes,
superhero landing.
I like his color. His green works.
That's like metallic green too.
Yeah.
I will say it's also on purpose. I'm noticing the show. I think there's a filter on this show. I think they dark everything more than they actually film. I'll bet you they film in a brighter color, and then they lay a type of effect over the entire filming process. Because it seems like every writer, unless they're constantly filming in the fucking dawn, like, it just seems like the show is forced dark.
Yeah, all they did is they put a 10% fucking tint that you would put on your back windshield over the camera lens. That's all.
Well, chat's saying there is.
Yeah, they're saying it's a filter as well. I knew after looking at some of the pictures that this had to be a filter show.
Next.
In order to get the dark, because look at that right there. Like, look at that.
Now it's bright.
Yeah.
You know, I like his helmet. It's kind of wicked.
Next.
Oh, they're fucked
Drew,
up.
Please get off of me.
Yeah, zoom into that. What the fuck?
That's a lot of blood there, dude.
Yeah, I was told the fights are, quote, bloody, which now makes me curious what these guys are. Have we gone back into robot cyborg men that are alive with biological components? Or are these guys in armor again? Because Kamen Rider doesn't seem to be able to make up its fucking mind.
Right.
And sometimes they're almost like monsters. Like,
sometimes they're half man, half...
Now they're mutated humans. Like, fucking make a decision. Goddamn, show.
All right.
Be cyborgs, be mutants, be soldiers in armor. Fucking pick something.
Be teenage tattooed aliens from
Beverly
Hills.
Next.
I don't need that garbage.
Oh, wow. He's got to go fuck yourself, Bat.
Seth.
That's a selfie stick.
Seth.
It's got a selfie stick with a bunch of poo on it.
Oh, that looks like he killed someone.
Yeah, I think he's cutting a dude in half, which is pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, it is. I'm digging his helmet more than anything.
And I don't know why, but they're calling out Seth in this fucking image here.
Yep.
Maybe they thought you would really like it, Seth.
I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I think that's it.
Alright. This dude, if he is an updated version of the original, I think he looks better than the original. I'm going to give this dude
right. Heaven forbid a show have diversity.
Point.
Five. Yeah, what's wrong with you? Fucking diversity?
Who wants that shit?
No. Why do that when shows can force diversity on?
Here's the thing. I get that they want to change it up and everything. It's just that there's something about the way that they're unwilling to change, and then they'll violently change. Like, it's so weird to me sometimes. And that's what's off-putting, is the show still runs on a formula to this day. But they won't change the formula, but they'll change all the aspects inside the formula.
Four.
Yeah, he's... Well, okay. This is a 3.7.
3.5.
Okay, so altogether he's a 3.94, because I'm kind of agreeing with the 4 on that.
Next is Omega Origin Monster Form.
Okay.
Oh.
Which we've seen this.
Yeah.
This almost looks like it came out. Yeah, because remember, the original had this, didn't he? Didn't he have like a weird...
Yeah, no, this looks...
it wasn't the original guy. It was that there was a movie or something that turned him into like an animal looking thing, remember?
Right.
And we downed it too. We hit it really hard and we gave it a bad score because...
Was it the first or... Kamen Rider the first or something?
I think it was the first Kamen Rider. Yeah, they gave him like almost like a monster thing.
Oh, maybe it was him. But yeah, I remember they did something like that. And then
Kamen Rider Shin.
We came down on it for looking like a monster because at the time, we were still like, they grew the series on bugs and then we kind of got stuck on that aspect, I remember. And then we had to kind of wean ourselves off that idea. And then we got stuck on the aspect that all of them were motorcycle riders and we had to wean ourselves off of that idea.
Right.
Listen, man, I'm digging the creature from the Black Lagoon here, so... And it looks like these guys want to shoot him. You leave him alone. He's just a creepy monster.
Yeah, man, it's just a thing.
It's just a creature from the Black Lagoon.
I mean, he'll probably kill people.
He's just a lonely creature.
He might kill people horribly, but...
He's just a lonely creature.
Showing off
Black
that
Lagoon.
Showing off that jumping ability.
He's about to stomp on your ass.
Yeah, it's going to do
come
a Bruce
forth,
Lee stomp.
Tiny cup.
All right, that's it for the creature mode.
Four point two.
Monster guy is neat.
3.9.
Like I said, the way this show has continually changed is both awesome and jarring. Because it is cool that they're willing to change the ideas. That these guys are monsters. And then they get armored up. And then they have bloody fucking fights. That's pretty cool. But you get where I'm coming from is so far in our history of... Because we don't watch the show. We watch the aesthetic. And so since we're not privy to the information that, like, the chat has, one of the things about us is that it changes the aspect. Like, we got used to the idea that these dudes were bugs. And we thought that was a common theme that would continue to run. And then they were like, now we're done with that shit. And we had to, like, adapt to it. It was kind of jarring to us. And then we started getting used to the idea that everybody had a motorcycle. And then we were told, nope, that's not a thing. And so we had to kind of get used to that. So it is neat that the aesthetic continually changes. But it's also jarring when you look at this kind of show and you know that they're built on formula themes.
I'm going 3.5.
And yes, Sentai did still stick. It's been a team show since. Who's the solo Sentai character? Like, what is that? He says Sentai didn't stick to its squadron theme. Yes, it did. It's still team-based combat even today and always has been, even if it's only a team of three. There's never been a solo rider.
I mean.
Except for maybe the dude from what? Sun Vulcan?
I don't know. I mean, unless they're going to go with Andros and his terrible leadership, and
they're trying. No, they're trying to say Gold Ranger was a solo.
Gold Ranger was a member in a show that ended up joining a team, though.
Yeah. Either way, this man is a 3.92 because I'm sticking with a 4 for that guy.
Nice. All right.
Sigma. Amazon Sigma. Hi.
Wow, you better impress the shit out of me, because everybody else has gotten a 4 out of me. You might be the first one to get lower than that.
Well, he's asking for a 4.
I was about to say, he's
doing the bad. He would really enjoy it if you could give him a 4.
I give you no stars. 4? Give
4,
you a bad
guys?
Review.
4.
Guys, a 4? Guys?
4.
Maybe a 4?
Next.
Everybody else got a 4.
I kind of wish they would have just left them all silver.
I'm definitely not feeling this guy so far.
I don't really care for the... I don't
they're
really
right.
Care.
He's just a recolor, essentially. We've seen this guy. We just seen this guy.
Next.
Yeah. I don't like this. I don't like the fact that somebody looks like he took a can of spray paint down the middle of his fucking costume. I mean, if it was all silver, it'd be fine.
Hey, man, when you got to change color on a budget, sometimes you just go down to the store and you get the fucking spray paint, and you're like, "All right, don't move."
Is that it? Yeah, he changed.
All right, he looks different. Filmed it.
Ass.
Hey, that's the first. We've never done that. There's never been an ass in our show. Well, there's been ass things in our show.
Never.
But I don't think we've ever seen a fucking rider or Sentai where you can just very blatantly see their ass.
Next.
Just hanging out everywhere.
See, now he's asking for a 3.
Come on, guys. At least I'm basic, right? I mean,
to be honest with you, you would have gotten a 4 from me if you would have stayed all silver. I honestly, that's the only thing I don't like about it, is I don't like the fact that he literally went down to the dollar store, grabbed some spray paint, was like, psh.
Seth, I'm already going to give my score, and it's only because this is the only one that we have ever seen with it. He gets ass.
Okay, so that's 1.88. Okay.
Next. No, this can't be.
Perfect timing.
Right.
This guy's really trying hard. He wanted a 4. Everybody shit on him. He was like, oh, I'm going to get a 3, right? And then right here, he's like, come on, guys. This is worth a 5, isn't it?
It's coming out of his chest now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody put it through his chest.
Yep.
I think that's what you're looking at. I think somebody literally just said,
all right, that's it for...
So this guy started asking for a 4, got shit on, asked for a 3, got shit on more, and got killed.
Got a 5, killed him.
The 5 killed him.
He's like, guys, listen, I think I look cool, but I'm not worth a 5. Damn.
Oh, I will be harsh to Sigma. I've never once liked Sigma's design. I always thought most of the Robot Masters and even a good portion of the Mavericks always look cooler than stupid Sigma.
Sigma looked dumb.
He does. He looks fucking dumb. He's always looked dumb.
He's the weakest one.
Mega Man X1, he looked dumb.
Yep. I'm going to get this... Listen. We get it. He's dummy thick.
He's dummy thick. Oh, okay. 3.8. Yep. No, that did it. 3.8.
3.5. Yeah, I'll agree to the
3.5. Oh, shit.
3.5. Alright, so that man is a 3.236 or a 3.24, so let's go to the
extra pick, gore, and gif.
Whoa!
Damn!
Okay, this is a good folder.
Yep.
Oh, this is just the combination stuff, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's actually
okay. So these are just cool pictures. So let's see some cool shit. Which that is a cool picture, by the way. That's really fucking cool.
So how many Amazons did I miss before I got in here?
Just the one.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I like how you're telling me that Wonder Woman was a discount Powerpuff Girl.
I do like this picture.
Yeah,
is
we
kind of
gave them negative a billion Shane Hug points.
I get.
Oh, that, good. So
that picture was keeping to the theme. As you saw, the other two were staring straight, and the blind dude was staring off to the, because, you know. And then this one.
So wrong, sir. She's so not a discount Powerpuff Girl. I don't know where you, and if that's true, the Powerpuff Girls would be discount of her. What the fuck?
She came way before Powerpuff Girls.
She came way before.
Every time he says that, he's minusing 10 million points.
Oh, no, see. That's the point in time where you add on more points to discount. Because if Wonder Woman's
the chat just
discount,
said this show was on Amazon Prime.
I have Amazon Prime.
Nope. See, now I have decided we're going to do a punishment system. Instead of losing Shane Pug points.
Yes, the Powerpuff Girls came out way after her.
Instead of just losing Shane Hug points, you will also gain.
Damn,
Seth,
that is nasty.
Your face point.
That's a big ass booger.
He's not wrong. But he looks like he's smiling too, so.
He always looks like he has a goofy smile on.
So he's kind of a creep.
A super derpy face, dude. It's like,
next.
Can I come and do
something? Oh, shit, that was fucking cool!
Oh, now we know what that weapon does.
Violent Blade!
Oh, my God, that is fucking awesome! Can you zoom into that? Can you make it bigger? Is that...
You might not be able to
in this program. I don't think you can on GIFs.
Nope.
But that is fucking sweet!
That is.
That makes me interested for the show. Like, legitimately, that kind... If that's a normal fucking thing... Like, not just every now and then you see something really cool, then this show is fucking sweet.
Next.
He's a psycho.
Every once in a while, you just gotta throw a giant spear and skewer three people.
Oh, check that out. Yeah, I was told that it's super bloody, but it's very much like 300 fucking effects, you know, like where the 300 blood was all
CGI,
super hyper CG, unrealistic craziness. But if you take into account that that's what they're going for,
right,
there's nothing wrong with artistic gore splatter. Like, that's an effect. It's an aesthetic. And if you can get over that, if you're not looking for, you know, extreme realism, then that's cool. Because I like 300. I like the overblood effect that they did with the CGI.
Mm-hmm.
I even liked it when they did it with Spartacus, too.
Next.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was part of the atmosphere.
Well,
that is fucking, dude, this show is fucking sweet. Holy shit, man.
Test your might.
I mean, sometimes you just got to cut a motherfucker in half, but at a weird angle.
Next.
It's artsy.
Have a hand.
Okay, that looks like a super dick move right there. like you took his hand off and now you just throw, like, why? The context that I am missing is real.
Fly free, little hand. Fly free.
Next.
His body.
Oh my god! Holy shit! Oh my god! That dude is fucking paced!
No, I'm
TA, motherfucker!
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not gonna lie to you, I have Amazon Prime.
Holy
shit!
Next!
So check out some.
Is my fucking mic muted again?
Nope.
No, I hear you.
You know what that was right there? Bike!
Into the fucking stratosphere. He just, like, fucking blasted that guy and just launched himself into space. He's like, my people need me.
Next.
Oh my god, dude.
Sorry, this bike's rocket propulsion
that
system is only
awesome
fueled
shit
by the blood of my enemies.
Next.
Oh man.
It's called Amazon Riders. Okay.
That no, creepy walkie, or that creepy smiley guy is trying
it
to do epic walk.
Slowing his ass.
Fucking right, I'm looking it up. I've got Prime, dude, I can watch.
Oh, wow. You're a little bit dead.
Did you guys kill each other? Did you guys double KO?
Oh,
next.
God's Amazon Prime.
Episode 11, Killing Day.
Episode 11.
That seems like every day to me from what I've seen so far.
Every day is killing day.
Every day's great
at
killing
day.
And there's the original. That looks like that's the original Amazon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, he got rid of that fucking ascot. So,
yeah. I was about to say, back in the day of the terrible ascots.
I actually think he looks better nowadays. Is that supposed to be an updated version of him?
Next.
I think he looks way better.
Yeah, it's a very, very well done reimagining.
Time period can change a lot.
Next. Next.
Holy fuck!
Man, it is still raining.
Dude.
Fuck it. I eat your heart.
And carve out your souls.
Next. Okay. Next. Next.
Those toys suck.
Yeah, but
really fucking awful. They look like they don't even move.
Next.
There you go.
Those do.
Those are different toys. Those are not the ones I just saw.
Those were not the toys you were looking for.
Alpha, Omega.
Rangers.
Fuck. Is that a face punch right there?
That's a face punch.
That's a face punch. Oh my god.
He's just staying there gonna take it. He's like, go ahead.
He is too. He almost looks like he put his face into it. Like, fucking do it then, bitch.
Oh, I immediately regret this.
Yeah, I immediately regret this.
Now you're like, you're about to get kicked in. Oh, you're blocking. You got that arm.
Yep.
No.
Next.
Fuck. There we go.
And that's it.
Okay.
Finally got all this reorganized. Stupid cords.
Well, that was Amazon. It for this guy.
Yeah. Surprisingly, that one was only about an hour. So.
Okay, so here's our question, if you can even remember, who was the coolest?
Oh.
Well, definitely not Sigma.
No, yeah. There's Omega, I think.
Click on him.
Okay,
see him real quick.
I'm probably going to go with Neo Alpha myself.
Omega?
Yep. Yeah, I think he's the coolest.
Really?
Yeah. He's the one I get the highest score to, I believe. So, I think he's cool.
Okay.
I say the silver guy looked cool, except for the spray paint. The red guy looks fine. I mean, I mean, red's my favorite color, but, you know, he looks... That guy's all right.
Yeah, he's all right. He's definitely not the... He wasn't the one I thought was my favorite. Mm. He's neat, though.
The red and the blue... The red and the green guy are the two best.
Yeah, I Alpha seem to Omega. Think that the red and the green guy are probably the coolest of them.
Alpha and Omega.
Cool guys don't look at murder.
Which then ends up surprising me that you chose the green guy.
Because red's my favorite color?
Yep. Red was, that gives any pick an edge with you.
Red was my favorite color when I was when I watched the original Power Rangers, yet the Green Ranger's my favorite.
All right, people, go take your piss breaks and smoke breaks, because we actually get to do a second episode for once.
Well, something tells me build's probably going to be too much, but we'll
definitely... They said it's going to be like a two-hour...
Well, this is not a conversation for here. Go get your smoke breaks and piss breaks. We'll decide on what the next episode is.
All right. Well, hold on. Going into the internet, and we'll be back.
Hey, guys. Did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.